Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Putella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from awesome central Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about the simple ways to improve your land so it stands out online. You know, I was just thinking about Arizona. And yesterday, we were talking about how happy you are because you got a personal assistant and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I could not be more happy in my life than right now.
Oh.
You know, this is like the happiest
really?
I've ever been, yeah.
Really?
Arizona.
Because you're not in California.
Yes, that's part of it. Yeah, Jill, that's part of it.
Okay.
And I just feel understood here, and I feel like there's camaraderie, and the people that are here want to be here, and they believe in everything. In California, since March, half the people you talk to are disgusted, and they can't leave. We were fortunate that we could leave.
I know.
And it's too bad because they have family and jobs or whatever, or businesses. You know, we have a really good friend who owns, or two friends, who owned a bunch of restaurants, and they're really struggling, and they're real upset with the way the decisions that are being made, and we're just so fortunate that we're not subject to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy, too. It's not just you.
I'm good. I'm glad.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and if you're a Land Academy member already, please join us on Discord.
Chris wrote, I've been a member since July 2020. And I have yet to send out a mailer. I had several unforeseen events happen that drained the bank account, but I'm now at a point where I'm ready to send out a mailer and pick a county. My question is, if I only have $5,000 to $10,000, would it be better to buy several cheap desert properties or send out a mailer in a more expensive, less competitive area and use Land Tank to deal fund? By doing the latter, I would be using the $5,000 to $10,000 to solely send out mailers and buy data. But on the other hand, it may be better as a beginner to send out my first mailers to an inexpensive desert area and fund the deals myself so there's less risk for my first few properties. Any advice or thoughts? I know what my answer would be, and I bet it's the same as you.
We have the exact same answer on this. Go ahead.
Go big. Use it on the data. Use it on the mail. Don't worry about funding the deal. I'll buy it.
You need to forget about... Think of it like this. You're never going to pay for a property.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to do then is find some great property mm-hmm. at fantastic prices.
Get to know the area.
Your job for the next 6 months, Chris, is to understand data, get into the whole mailer part, and understand how to answer the phone, mm-hmm. and generate some great real estate deals. Forget about the money. I truly, truly mean that. I just had a consultant call with a guy that said they have limitless money for this. He scheduled a consulting call with me. And at the end of the call, and I said, this is how you mail. This is what you do with urban counties, the whole thing. And I said, I got to tell you, man, I don't believe you're ever going to send out a mailer at all. I don't think you're actually paying attention. And I think you're making so much money as a lender, as a partner to other Land Academy members. Why would you? And he said, thank you. That's kind of what I wanted to get out of this because mm-hmm. I'm feeling bad about I joined Land Academy and never sent a mailer out.
So what? You're Chris, here for the access
Chris,
to people
telling,
like Chris.
I have never been more serious about a topic on the show ever. Huh? Forget about the money. Just find great real estate deals and call Jill and she'll fund them all.
There are tons of people in our group that are here just for the access to mm-hmm. people, have
more
no
and
intentions.
More now. Right.
Yeah, because they know how smart this group is and they know this group will not fail. So that's what I'd say. And here's the reason why, Chris, because here are your two choices. Let me spell this out. You spend, I don't know, so you have $10,000, right? You spend $2,000 all in to do the data and everything to buy eight $1,000 properties. You're going to flip them at least double, right? So $8,000, now you have $16,000. Okay. And that took how long? Because you had eight properties that you had to market, sell, get the pictures on, do the deals when you buy them, all that stuff. Versus you take the same amount of, you spend the $10,000
or $5,000 or whatever.
Let's just say $5,000. Keep $5,000 in the bank for the next mailer. Spend $5,000, you're gonna spend, you know, you're gonna get out 5,000 units of mail.
10,000.
Really, exactly. And you're gonna pick up, and I want you to target like buy for $10,000 to $20,000 because they're worth $50,000, $60,000. You pick up three of them, if that. I mean, you do it, you go really conservative and you really be careful. And you've got the best ones on the planet.
Jill's doing math. Watch out.
Totally. Anyway, you buy three of them, you know, at 3,000, you know, at 30,000. Actually, I fund them. You find there's three that we're buying $10,000 a peach. So it's $30,000 of my money. We're going to make, we're going to sell them at 50,000 each, right? So it's $150,000 and we're splitting that. So what's 150, 120? You're making $60,000 minus your 5,000 investment. You made, instead of making $16,000, you made $45,000 or whatever it is.
This is why.
I did the math wrong.
We started.
55.
Land Academy.
Yeah.
This question. I couldn't be more serious about anything. We started Land Academy. People say, why did you give up this secret?
Yeah.
All you guys had to do was just never tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody, exactly.
Don't start the Land Academy. Just go buy and sell property.
Yeah.
We have made 100 times more money and done 100 times more deals than we ever would have if we didn't start Land Academy.
Right.
Because it's easier to leverage money than time.
Right.
So now we have a bunch of people like Chris that need money, that are smart people. Send a mail out. We're funding it.
Right.
You know, we can do 50 deals in a day.
Right.
We can't do 50 deals in a day.
Exactly. You know. And you know exactly what to do, Chris.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Submerge yourself into the education and the Thursday call. And eventually, you know, in the second quarter, we're going to release a program where we walk you right through the process if you need it. It doesn't sound like you do. Today's topic, simple ways to improve your land so it stands out online. This is the meat of the show.
What process are we talking about that we don't already share?
Like we said yesterday, we're going to release a product called Land Academy Classroom. It's not free.
Oh, that different one.
If you need that, you know.
If you really want your hand held.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have right now, we have the basically Land Academy is self-study. It's 15 to 25 hours, somewhere in there, depending if you watch them all, of content. That, which you can do on your own every lot before. And then now we've started to do some accountability groups for kind of motivation. And then we're going to do like a really whole hand-holding, you know.
I wouldn't call it that. It's just an immersion.
Yeah.
You know, if you really want to ensure your success. And again, some right. people are not self-study people. It's right. okay.
And that's okay. You're mm-hmm. right. Okay, so simple ways to improve your land so it stands out. This is a result of a talk that we actually did yesterday.
Tell us the story, Joe.
Okay. Last week with Land Academy ladies, we at the end of every week, we always pick what do we want to talk about next week as a group. And I put together some content, or somebody in the group, if they're better at it, puts some content together, and then we present and we all talk about it. It's great. So we picked for this week right now, as this is airing, we picked to do cheap and easy ways to make your property stand out. What can I do? What can I put on it? Is really what it is. And I said, all right, I'm going to put this whole thing together and I'm going to come up with my ways. And I have said, every single one of you need to come up with at least one cool, unique, cheap, fast way to make your property stand out. What would you put on it? So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. And you and I are this came from you, by the way, and you kind of explained it going into this, where, you know, when you scroll down the internet right now and you find, say you're looking in XYZ County in Texas.
Or Maricopa County.
Or Colorado, or whatever it is.
Where we're sitting in right now.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The pictures can all look the same.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I can't tell this lot from that lot.
Right.
It's at the same mountain in a different picture, or like, yeah, I've seen that bush before, or yep, I know what a cactus looks like, everyone. Kind of things you've got to have. You want to, it really, especially if you're in a market where there's a lot of like-kind property, I would definitely pull this out. If you're the only one that has, you're one of three people that are selling property in this area, kudos to you. You found a great county to work in. There's three of you and you're the cheapest, so we all know what's going to happen. But what if you're in an area, and this is something too, what if you have a property, you're like, oh shoot, I did invest in some property, I didn't realize how many people were, there's what's available in this area, how am I going to move this property? Well, you might need to do something cheap and easy and fast to make yours stand out, and then you're going to sell it. Some of my ideas are, do you want to add before I dive
in? No, you're doing a great job. It's like you drank a couple pots of coffee.
Maybe I did. No, it's my new assistant. I'm a new person. I'm a new person because there's a lot of crap that I don't have to do. It's the greatest thing. So
I'm happier too because Jill's happy. Well, we all know that saying.
Well, so I'm going to give you my list and then I have a funny story and then we'll talk more. So I made a quick little list of things and I have more that I'm going to be adding. I know with my groups, what they come back with. So things like put a stupid shed on there. It may not be great. Doesn't have to be brand new. Doesn't have to be a beautiful $4,000 tough shed.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
do a $4,000 tough
shed. Find one on Craigslist.
Yeah, and see if they'll deliver it.
Exactly. Someone on Craigslist for $500 to $1,000, somebody's got one.
Yep.
You know, you could see one. Maybe you could see it behind me. Yeah, you can. See what's behind me right now in this picture if you can't tell. There's something like that. Someone's going to be selling one at some point and getting it out of their yard.
If you go to the free section of Craigslist, there's always sheds on there.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and you
free,
can task
free if you
grab
pick it.
It
up.
Someone to pick it up. You could task grab it for a couple hundred bucks saying, go dismantle this, put it in your pickup truck, put it over here, reassemble it, take a bunch of pictures, a couple hundred bucks, done. They would do that. They can do it in a couple hours. You get into it. You are so good about the mobile homes. I'll let you explain that. Show an RV. Pull on. Do you have an RV? Do you have a camper? Pull it on there.
There's $1,000 RVs on the internet all over the place that are falling apart. Look, don't put anything nice out there.
Yeah.
You know, because somebody will steal it. Put just an old RV, chain it to something if you need to, and write the description that's like, hey, I bought this property. I just put this RV on it to tell the truth, to make it look different. I don't know if the RV works. Whatever is there, it's yours.
You get it.
You figure it out. You can put a container. There's a person on the East Coast in our group is famous for putting containers on property. And this is her statement is, there's a container on the property and I'm not sure what's in it. Whatever it is, you can have it. You're going to sell that property in 2 days.
Well, everybody loves the tiny house thing. And a lot of people are turning containers into tiny homes. Mm-hmm. You can say, I got you started.
Perfect,
the container's
Jill.
There.
Great.
Show up and now make it a home. I got you going. Someone will love that.
Here's another thing. There's always in these rural markets, I've never purchased property in a rural market where there hasn't been a used mobile home dealer somewhere close by. Call that person, tell them you want to buy the worst mobile home that they have, the one that's in the back that they can't get rid of, and you want them to deliver it, and then you'll give them $1,000.
Somebody's got somewhere they're replacing.
You'll sell it. Sell the property in a week.
Yep.
And make sure you tell them and you're loud about it. It's not in the fine print that you put it on there intentionally. It's not connected to anything. You don't know if there's water there. You don't know how the septic situation is. All you did was just drop a mobile home on there. It is not connected to anything, right. And nothing probably works in there.
Someone's gonna love that.
They love that.
Yep.
It's a challenge. You know, if you've ever talked to a man in your life. That I will take that challenge.
Totally. The harder it is, the more I want it.
And if it's cheap and all that, then it just makes sense to them.
Yep.
Exactly. It stops that question of what's wrong with it. It's so cheap.
I was even thinking like you have a beautiful property that has a stream in the back. Hire somebody to go out there to pitch a tent, take some pictures.
Excellent.
And build a little fire. How cool. That would be dreamy to me to go. If I pulled up a property and I saw the tent there and the fire going and a chair and maybe even someone's feet, you know, with a fishing pole in the water, I'd be like, oh, I got to have this property.
Yep.
And it didn't. I mean, I just hired someone to go out there with their own tent. I didn't buy anything, you know, a couple hundred bucks to do that. So what I was going to say.
A woman in a bathing suit wouldn't hurt either if you're going to do that.
Floating on a raft.
Yeah. With the Budweiser in her hand.
Cowboy boots on. A bikini and cowboy boots.
Keep going, Jill.
Now we're going. Now I might be over the line. That's not. Oh my gosh. A bikini, cowboy boots, sitting in a canoe with like.
You're doing this, not me. I just said one phrase.
You're just. Yeah, that might cost more than a couple hundred bucks. I can't believe you. Oh, gosh. All right, that's what I hadn't thought of.
I don't
of.
See that on your little
no,
notes there.
No, that's not on my list. No, but here's my story I was going to tell you. I want to paint this picture. The girl that I have found locally that Truth Time, who does my hair. She's the cutest thing. She's in her 20s. She has a horse. She loves horses. She's just doing this on the side till she figures out what her grand plan is. And she was talking about driving around the horse in the back of her trailer and her truck and what she's doing. And she's like, I'm about to buy. She doesn't really know much about me or what I do. So I thought this was so funny that she's sharing the story.
This is, like, a good story, Jill.
Wow. So she said, my friend just did this.
I never heard this either.
Yeah. My friend just did this and I'm going to do it too. I'm looking for a cheap, rundown, crappy camper. I know I can go up to 27 feet, something like that, because that's what I can tow behind my truck. And I'm going to just gut the thing and make it my home. That's what I want to do.
We should film this.
She's like, my friend just did this, and my, I'll ask her. Yeah, well, of course. When she gets, she's,
would
my
she
friend
film
just,
okay?
I don't, yeah, she's cute.
Okay.
Well, we have different definitions of cute, apparently. So leave it at that. So,
if we didn't, I'd be worried.
Okay. So she said, my friend just said this. She gutted it, painted it all white, had to redo, put these cool new black fixtures in there, all this stuff. And it's adorable. She's like, I want to do this and I want to make it my own. And I'm like, good for you.
Is there some way we can go see her friends, you know, the next time you talk to her?
Oh, I'd see her photo friend.
Take some pictures and share them with everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about the numbers. Maybe just interview her in front of it and just talk about the numbers.
Absolutely. No problem.
Probably didn't cost her $5,000
right.
The whole thing.
She's like, I want to do this. And so my head is going, well, okay, she's gonna need a place to put her camper. And that's where I come in. That's what we do. We are a land academy. We have the land. You bring the camper kind of thing.
You know what? I'm going to do a show. I just read a very lengthy, detailed article that the state of Arizona put out called Boondocking. And it's legal here. You know, if you did that in California, they would run you in a prison system.
Yeah.
But boondocking is legal. There's some serious rules. You can only be in one spot for a certain... I'll do a whole show on it.
I do know that usually there's restrictions. I shouldn't say usually. I don't know. Sometimes you're proving me wrong. But sometimes you just have to... No matter what, you just have to check with the county and find out how long can I put something out here. Sometimes it's indefinitely.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like up to whatever 6 months is. You have 179 days. And my joke, like at a time. So I've talked to people about this in the past with buyers. I'm like, here's the deal. 179 days. So you need to move it off, take some pictures that you moved it, and then you can put it back on for another 179 days. You think I'm kidding? It's like at a time. Like, well, that's easy. So there's ways to work around that. And if no one's complaining, you're fine too. What's so funny?
You, because you have to work around everything. I'm telling you, like, the rules are so attractive in Arizona that, I mean, maybe you could just follow the rules and everyone's happy.
I did follow the rules at a time. You know, you just talked about how the men want the crappier, the better. I want the more rules. You know what it is? I actually like working around rules because that's my sense of accomplishment. I'm like, just tell me I can't do something. Watch me.
Joe, you can't make $1 million this month.
Oh. That ship sailed a long time ago. All right. I think I made my point. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, about land sales on terms. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That's going to be fun and funny because I have an in-depth thing because we did that on my Land Academy ladies group. We talked about this. We have two gals who've been doing terms deals. One of them has 92 on her books right now, 92 properties.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna share any more than that, but.
I wanna hear about this.
Yeah, so they had a lot to say about this. Like, I didn't even have 92 at a time because I couldn't stomach 92. So.
That's a lot. That's a lot of money coming in. It's like owning a 92 unit apartment building.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That you don't have to pay any expenses on.
Exactly. So we'll share about that. If you need any sort of access of ownership or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood map overlays, check out neighborscoop.com, created by investors, that's us, for investors, that's you.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.